River Farm Network, we take you back to the 60th Annual International Sugar Beet Institute. Randy Conan has more.
Thanks, Kara. Our report from the International Sugar Beet Institute, brought to you by Amity Technology. A special guest with me this afternoon, Amity co-founder Howard Dahl. Howard, you've seen a lot of things happen over your career, and with Amity Technology, a lot of significant changes here.
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes. My brother and I have been in business now 45 years, and our first introduction to sugar beets was taking the Wick Company, who took over the farmhand sugar beet harvester, and we did job shop work for them for a number of years, and so we've really been involved in sugar beets since 1979.
Yeah, and I've watched the growth of the company. It's amazing. Sugar beet industry is a kind of a close-knit family too, and we've seen some changes in equipment and staffing and all that as well.
Yeah, no question. When I look back at the simple four-row harvesters that were built in the 1980s, and then thinking about six and then eight-row, and thinking, you know, will it ever get bigger than eight? And then, of course, 12-row is the standard harvester, even for 400 or 500 acre grower today. And you know, it's all about timing. You have a limited window of time that you want to get the crop harvested, and so we've tried to listen well to sugar beet farmers, and almost every idea in our harvester and defoliator or our sugar beet carts are as a result of listening closely to our farmers.
Quite a few new innovations coming here for 2022.
Small refinements but ISO bus compatibility on both our harvester and defoliator. The automatic depth control on our harvester's been there for a while, but now ISO bus compatible. And then our height control on our defoliator's been a very important feature to improve the defoliating quality.
Howard Dahl, with co-founder of Amity Technology. We're here at the International Sugar Beet Institute for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan.
Thanks, Randy.